Hi there and welcome. I'm Rabbi Nachum Math with the Las Vegas Kollel. In Klal Aleph, the first section of the laws of Lashon Hara, the Chofetz Chaim has been teaching us that every time we speak Lashon Hara, every time we gossip, every time we say something negative about one another, we violate the Torah's requirement, the Torah's prohibition of Lo Seilech Rachel Ba'amecha, there shall not be a gossip monger amongst your nations. The Chofetz Chaim has told us, it's one thing if we say Lashon Hara, if we say something negative every now and again, that's bad enough. But oftentimes there are people, they're balei lashon hara. There are people who are habitually plagued with the sin of lashon hara. They're gossips. They're the type of people that are always speaking negatively about one another. And my guess is you know exactly who I'm talking about. We all have friends. We all have colleagues. We all have acquaintances. Maybe it's a family member. They're always stabbing people on the back. They're always speaking negatively about one another. And hopefully we're not that guy. Hopefully we're not the people who are balei lashon hara. We're not the people who are habituated in speaking negatively about one another. The Chofetz Chaim tells us, if we are balei lashon hara, if we're the type of people that we are constantly speaking lashon hara, constantly speaking negative about one another, the sin, the transgression is so great. As a matter of fact, the Chofetz Chaim tells us, quoting the Tosefta, that there are three categories of people that God punishes them in this world, and they lose their schar, they lose their reward in the world to come. Not only are you punished in this world, but we lose our portion in the world to come. And of course, the Tosefta explains, who are these three people? Murderers, shvichas tamim, people who kill, gilui arayos, people engage in sexual immorality, and avodah zarah, people who worship idolatry. Of course, these are the three cardinal sins. These are the three most egregious sins in the entire Torah. But the Tosefta continues, and it says, even more than that are balei lashon hara. Even more than that are people who speak lashon hara, and Chofetz Chaim explains, quoting different sources, that this is a reference to people who are habituated in speaking lashon hara. God forbid we speak lashon hara every now and again. It's a terrible problem, and it's a sin, and we have to repent and do all those things. But if God forbid, if heaven forbid, we're balei lashon hara, we're the type of people who are totally insensitive about gossiping and speaking negatively, so not only is it a terrific crime, is it a terrific sin and violation of the Torah, but as the Chofetz Chaim is arguing, we get punished in this world, and we lose our chelek ba'olam haba, we lose our portion in the world to come. This should again motivate us. It's a little scary, and hopefully that fear should motivate us positively to make sure we're not speaking negatively about one another. We have to make sure we get out of the habit. Let's not talk about other people's problems. As a great rabbi once told me, I've got enough problems of my own. I don't need to tell people about other people's problems. Let's make sure we're not balei lashon hara. Let's make sure we're sensitive to never speak negatively about our friends.